Well, we're talking this morning about dolled out dudes. That's what we're doing. The guy who you see who gets the womanly eyebrows deliberately. Botox even sometimes. You see that on somebody? If your face is just a wrinkled up catcher's mitt, then maybe you can get Botox and try to restore what's going on there. But it's just that weird look of surprise on the face that's really disturbing.
I think that look is when it went kind of wrong, though. I don't think it's supposed to look like that.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just a bad Botox job.
Yeah.
Huh. I see this guy that got it. Of course, he was a club owner, so that... Well, if you would have seen the place, you'd understand. It seems to make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, people were wondering if he was running various illegal items out of there and stuff at times.
Oh.
Yeah. But he came into the club one night and just had this whole thing going on. Look of surprise, zero eyebrows, the whole deal. And like, what woman is going to find that attractive? And that's what I'm trying to figure out. Am I missing out on some kind of huge tool to attract more women?
No.
By not taking half my eyebrow hair off? My eyebrows are reasonable, right? I don't need to do anything to these, right?
They're fine.
These are nice. These are good eyebrows. I'm pretty proud of these things. I can move them one at a time. Did you know that?
Ooh.
They're pretty sweet.
That is.
Yeah, jealous. I can tell. 6 in the morning, what do you think? Dolled up dudes.
I'm not sure about that, but I was calling to let you know, Dr. Phil's going to be in Salina covering metrosexual.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's going to be at Split End Hair Salon.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that works there, he's the owner, him and his wife, and they are married and have kids, but they're covering it on him.
Because he's a metrosexual.
Very. Metro.
Very.
Yes.
Wow. So Phil's doing a show out there? He's just coming to interview him or something? Or are they bringing him
in? I think the whole show's coming. I think they're going to do it there at the salon, interviewing him and stuff.
Oh, Dr. Phil Invasion.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
What do you think? Is Dr. Phil going to call him out on it and say, no one appreciates that look?
I don't think it's going to be very pretty.
Interesting. I'd love to hear how that turns out.
Yes, I'm sure you'll hear about it.
Appreciate the call. Great news.
Yep.
Bye. Sticks in the morning, what do you think about the dolled out dudes?
I gotta say, as far as waxing, I get my eyebrows waxed, and if a girl finds that unattractive, I say, well, it's either that or deal with me with a big ass bushy unibrow. So.
That's the thing, man. Is it like just maintaining so it doesn't get out of control, or can you tell? Like, can someone that just meets you tell that you're?
I'm by no means a girly guy. I don't get them done to where it's like, you know, it's obvious I got waxed. I just keep it from going across my nose and a little bushiness under my, like, on my eyelid.
Oh, okay. See, that's
fine.
Yeah, if you're just maintaining something so that you look normal, that's cool.
I don't know about, like, going and getting a Brazilian or something, but...
Oh, you're not going to do that just yet?
No. I don't think I'll be doing that anytime soon.